Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there lived a king and queen. They were a happy couple. They had a beautiful castle sitting high up on a hill. They had shiny crowns and velvety purple cloaks. Everything around them was quite regal. They appreciated what they had and knew they had a good life. But something was about to make their lives even better. The king and queen were expecting a child, a baby girl to be precise. A royal baby was certainly something to celebrate. But the queen worried about one thing. She had always been somewhat of a dreamer. She could spend hours and hours dreaming about the future or considering the past. Sometimes she forgot to pay attention to the present, missing the wonders right in front of her eyes. She wanted her daughter to be grounded and present, to stop and smell the flowers, to see the world as it is, rather than as it was or as it might be. The queen had once heard about a grounding spell for people prone to daydreaming. She searched far and wide, but couldn't find it. She consulted magic books and talked to wizards and warlocks to no avail. She tried herbs, potions, and tinctures, but nothing could guarantee her daughter would be different from her. Just as she was about to lose hope, the queen had an idea. When she was younger, she'd heard stories about 7 magical fairies who had the power to help those in need. One evening, when the nightshade plants began to bloom, the queen sat by her bed in the light of the full moon. She called to the fairies to help her. Within seconds, 7 tiny dots of light flew one by one in through her window, like a rainbow of fireflies. Red, blue, green, yellow, purple, grey and white. As they landed, they grew bigger and bigger until they were the same size as the queen. "You called for us," they said in unison. The queen nodded and told the fairies about her worries. The fairies shook their heads, acknowledging the queen's request. They would return once the child was born. With a wave of their wands, they shrunk back into colourful specks of light and flew out the window. The queen was so relieved, and she lay down to bed without a single worry. After much discussion, they decided to name the child Zella. She would be the most perfect princess in the land, and she would want for nothing. The day Zella was born, the king and queen saw her tiny little hands and her chubby little cheeks and experienced a love they had never known before. And so, they did what all kings and queens would do. They decided to throw a party. It would be the grandest party ever thrown in the kingdom, and all to celebrate the new princess. And the guests of honor would, of course, be the seven fairies.